John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You two are funny. I can't imagine what you're going to do without each other next year. Evan told me you didn't get into Dartmouth.
I got into some schools, some pretty good ones, so I'll be fine.
You going to miss each other?
No, miss each other? No, thank you. I know I don't miss each other.
Yeah, I'm going to cry myself to sleep every night.
Me too.
When I'm out partying.
Go to school, boys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Jane. I am truly jealous you got to suck on those when you were a baby.
Yeah, well, at least you got to suck on your dad's.
Mommy boobies.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah?
My first reaction was, oh, yeah, go screw.
Go screw. Big deal.
Big deal is what you're thinking.
Gay.
Oh, I don't know why we played that tape.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning.
Resigning, rather, yeah. With the Redskins. Sorry about that.
What makes a Nazi?
Oh, sorry.
Gay.
So cool.
Will Thomas is not a Nazi.
No.
And he's not gay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Okay.
I am McLovin.
That he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob Spiewak, step up to the microphone. God knows you love it more than anything on this earth.
I love the way he hesitates when he knows you're gonna summon him.
Don't love it more than TV.
You love an open microphone more than TV.
What kind of TV?
Any kind of TV. Yeah, I'd say if you have the open microphone.
That's a tough call.
And the TV.
If they said never again an open mic or never again television,
mm-hmm.
I think I'd go TV.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Wow.
But thank God I have both right now.
We're all just thinking, you know.
That's a tough call, isn't it?
Mm. Well, I'm in a different position.
I'll ask you in a few months.
Okay. Mike, what would you choose?
Well, I'd have to choose the open microphone. Damn it.
Buzz?
Sadly, yes, the same.
But I choose it for, you know, the same reasons that I
put food
choose it
table.
Now. You know, it's just feeding my family.
Right.
Oh, you could find another way to feed your family. But what would you do after they eat? You wouldn't have any TV to watch.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, I watched a lot of television on the break. I mean, a lot of bad television, all kinds
TV
of television.
Is
I didn't read a book on my vacation.
Even bad
I was
TV
watching
is
television.
Good.
I was watching the television. I was watching like real estate shows.
Yeah.
Boring real estate shows.
And you're saying, I wish there was something better on TV, but you're still staying with TV.
I watched
right?
I watched the Asian guy down in Florida on Appliance Direct.
You ever know
what a refrigerator is?
You ever want a real hoot? Be sitting around some night drinking White Russians, and about 1:30 a.m. just be flipping around, and all of a sudden you'll hear, "Welcome to the Showcase of Homes."
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And look at this Rambler.
They're still running that?
Yeah, they are, Buzz.
Wow. Until they sell the house.
So, Rob, you love TV
yes.
more than you love an open microphone.
Yes.
Do you love sex more than you love TV?
Hmm. I'd have to say in the long run, no.
You love TV more than sex?
Yeah, because I'll still be able to watch TV. When I'm 100,
mm-hmm.
if I make it.
You won't make it to 100.
Do you love sex more than TV?
Absolutely.
But I will say it's awfully close.
It's close.
Right now, hey, probably sex more, but this could change as time goes
on. It's sex by a squirt.
Hey, but how about sex on TV?
Sex by a drop.
Sex on TV.
Oh, that's awfully good.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's
especially if you're holding an open mic.
That is the greatest.
Okay, so you love
that's
TV.
What I'm watching.
You love TV. You love the open microphone.
How are you getting along?
You love sex. You
very
had
well.
You had a vasectomy over mm-hmm. the break.
How are you I walking?
Do. Same. I mean, you're going to look at me and say, what? What a marvelous gait he has. I've
no,
always
I actually
this way.
Thought that maybe this is, and I am being sincere. I really am. I thought I noticed a bit of a limp. I really
A little hop along in your giddy up.
A hitch in your get along. Yeah. No.
I thought maybe you had a little bit of a limp.
No. And you know what? I had a little soreness yesterday, but today I'm fine.
Right. He was funniest.
And he says this could happen for, you know, 6 or 8 weeks.
He was funniest on Christmas Eve at his house when he was being.
I love Christmas too.
He was being the charming host with the most, and he truly was. But he had his very comfortable pants on.
What kind of pants was he wearing?
I don't even remember.
Was he wearing those polyester, those plastic like cargo pants that he wears?
I believe I was.
He was, and they were loose fitting enough that every once in a while he would just say, "Whew, gotta take a load off the boys."
Well, it's weird because one of the weirdest things to have to deal with ongoing.
It wasn't waddle. He moved. He walked at that point. Very carefully.
Like gingerly.
And perhaps the feet a little further apart than normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because one thing is I've had to convert from boxers to tidy whities. Now I can go back.
You got to support the guys?
Now I could go back to boxers, and I've done it a few days, and I'm not ready for that yet.
Because there's more pain when you have boxers?
Yeah, well, there's no support.
Oh, so the
tidy whities, they kind of stay put.
I feel like I'm getting educated today. First it was the apples and apples. Now I'm asking all these questions.
I'll tell you about my apples.
You're talking about the fact that if you have hangage.
Right.
If you have hangage, you're going to experience pain.
Right. And in the old days, they would put you in a jock strap.
Okay.
But they found that tidy whities.
Same thing.
Bought like a 7-pack at the
price
club.
They give you support, right? They give you support.
There's plenty, exactly. So plenty of support.
Before we get to the actual what the doctor did to you, afterwards now. What's it like being with Mrs. Spiewak now?
It's great, but it's not that much different yet because I'm still fertile until the middle of March.
Oh.
I have three
tests. Middle of March?
It's like a reprieve.
Well, the thing is the doctor won't sign off until we've done three tests and where he sees increases.
You know what the tests are. Rob has to fill up the cup.
He has to go into the tin cup.
The doctor says, hold on, Rob.
He's already.
He goes, 30 more days.
It's nothing like that.
Not yet.
He sent me home with my cups already. I have three sterile cups.
Okay, I think I get this.
But it's more for the doctor's benefit
than
mine.
What he's shutting down inside your area.
Right.
He's not shutting down the river. He's shutting down something that goes into the river.
Exactly. Just the fish.
Right. So there are two things,
right?
And
there's lots of fish still around in there.
And that's why you can go back later.
And have it undone.
And reverse the
restock
process.
The pond.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's it.
You just got to reconnect the pipeline to the pond. Uh-huh.
So that he has to make sure.
That's
is this kind of like microscopic that he's doing here? I
mean, he'll have to look at a microscope.
Are you pulling out now, or is Kerry still on the pill?
Both.
Okay, so you're being very careful.
The last thing we want is something now, after we've been through what we've been through.
Wouldn't it be great? I'm going to sound, this is not gay. But won't it be great?
It will.
When you're able to just stay there.
Yeah.
You know, with no thought of it.
Sure.
I would think I would think, you know, as far as a vasectomy is concerned, and I would think that would be the best thing of all.
I would hope
with no worries, but I've also heard people that have successful vasectomies have also fathered kids. That there is the smallest percentages, right?
When a vasectomy takes, and this is after the 18 weeks, and the doctor makes you sign paperwork saying as much because he wants to be covered as well,
right.
Is that there's going to be some sperm in your system for about 18 weeks, and every 6 weeks you go in, 6, 12,
sperm
18.
Still makes me laugh.
Nice ass.
I'm a grown man, and I still laugh. Hey, that's
Mike,
why I'd get thrown out of the
I am
the sex
McLovin.
Ed.
Mike?
Yeah.
Sperm.
Rob sperm.
Sperm.
Spiewak sperm. Well, mighty Spiewak sperm. So it's going to continue to decrease.
So you were talking about being obese before, so you, I guess, would be the sperm whale.
That's right. So it'll continue to decrease. You'll see a marked decrease in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 12, it should be almost all gone. And if it's not, he may have to go in and tinker.
Oh.
I didn't know it took that long. That's kind of disappointing, but I guess you knew that going in.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think it's more for him than for me.
Frustrating in our hurry up and wait society.
Legal exactly. Microwave,
you know,
world.
I mean, in this FedEx, you know, overnight me the product. I want it right now.
So how much are you getting now from Kerry? Are you getting more or less? You're getting more.
More, but it's not markedly more because right now things are no different.
Now, with the technique you're practicing, have you uttered the word oops at any time?
That's enough from you.
All right. Now, would there be a chance that during this time, when you're not sure about your swimmers.
Right.
Would there be a chance that for these 30 days, whatever it is, 6 weeks.
18 weeks.
That perhaps your wife would simply be your sex slave. That she would
help out.
She would forego her pleasures and she would simply serve her master.
It has happened.
Oh, it has happened.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Not nearly as much as I'd like.
Oh, and I have
happened.
Another question about this.
Uh huh.
All right. He's going to test you just to see that all the swimmers aren't there.
Right.
But conceivably, right after the procedure was completed,
right.
You could be without swimmers, right?
Well, you mean if something had gone horribly wrong?
No, I'm saying that the procedure could have taken. They've got to be
right
careful
away,
because they've got to. You have to kind of flush it out of your system.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
So
but conceivably, right afterwards, you might be sterile right now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's an ugly word, Mike.
It just means clean, Don. It just means clean.
That's right.
Sterile.
My pants will become a sterile environment.
So has Carrie looked at you and said, physically looking at that area, as she said,
Now you're starting to make my skin crawl.
And she said, look at what it's done or look at how it looks.
I just tooted.
Isn't it pretty now? Or isn't it bloated now? Or is
I did have to ask her. Now, it's hard to say. You know when a woman is pregnant? And you've been through this.
Do I?
And Don and Mike, you've been through
mommy boobies.
And Buzz, you can listen.
Buzz, you have cats.
She becomes maybe towards the end not so shy about herself because, you know, you have to help her,
right.
Like in the hospital, and she presents herself in a way that she's not presented herself to you.
Legs akimbo!
Exactly.
Right.
Well, with that, I had to lose some of my shame and say, Carrie, does this look swollen to you?
Oh, my. So
and I take
Carrie,
that back.
How's this stitch look?
So did you just lay on the bed and, like, put your legs up?
No, I stood, but I had to sort of, let's say you had a bolt of fabric.
Hey, Rob.
And you wanted to look for a stain. And I had to sort of manipulate the fabric and say,
oh, my.
Do you see this stitch?
You know, you said Buzz can just listen. I should point out, he has been around a lot of that. You know, his Amazon work down there.
I forgot. I
remember
forgot.
That? When you remember Buzz when you were down in the Amazon?
You're not talking about the website.
No, not at all.
You're just standing over her and you're stretching the fabric.
Well,
right?
No, I'm not standing over anything. She's in front of me.
You're standing over a glass coffee table.
She would have
my mirrored brass room.
Was she on her knees?
Eating chocolate.
You're trying to turn this.
Eating cake. Dixie Riddle cups.
Just like Frank Gorshin used to have his brass room.
You're turning this into something ugly. I'm in the bathroom.
How could it be anything but ugly? Your wife is looking at your balls.
I'm in my master bath.
Do you put a foot up on the tub?
No, I didn't have to.
Okay.
But I would have if it had been required.
Darling.
And what I had to do was pull the underside of the fabric up.
Underside.
And say, after she determined the swelling was down or up, and that was just swelling below, nothing sexual here.
Where does the swelling occur primarily?
The balloon inflates, the bag.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Your balls.
God, what a thing to go through.
I had mercifully little swelling.
Okay.
Because of my icing, and we'll get into that later.
Icing.
The icing. And it's not frosting.
It's
the icing as a verb.
Hey, tell me something.
Yes,
Don.
When your
ball sack was at its most bloated.
Yes. Day two.
Did you in any way look at that comical, like the way that we look at people in those medical journals that doctors send us sometimes? Did you look at yourself and go like, oh, my God, at least for like a day or two, I'm
a hideous monster.
I'm a freak. I'm an oddity.
You know, I always lead the pack when we laugh at medical oddities. I wasn't laughing that
you
day.
Were not?
No, I didn't like it.
But now that you're behind it, if you were to look at a picture of it now, would you now look and laugh and go, oh, look at that?
At myself?
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
As
I said, I was still a little sore yesterday.
Would we laugh?
You would always laugh.
Hysterically.
Especially if you saw it out of context.
Describe
just a close-up of my balls?
Describe what is this,
a map?
Describe the condition of the swelling.
Magnificent.
Now, what can we equate it with?
Okay.
A grapefruit, soccer ball.
No, you're too big there.
Golf balls.
You know those clementine tangerines?
Yeah.
Perhaps if it started like a clementine and then progressed to a regular tangerine.
Ooh. What about coloration?
I never had any discoloration.
You didn't.
No purple?
Well, they stayed purple.
No black. But I mean, like,
discoloration would be if it changed color.
Right.
He's been purple forever.
All along. No black and blue.
No. You know what? Because of my frequent and heavy icing, there was no bruising. As a matter of fact, when I presented to the gentleman 8 days after the procedure. He said my balls looked magnificent.
Oh, God.
Now, you've heard that before.
God, and I said, oh, if I had a nickel.
How soon after the procedure did you lay the old ice pack on?
Oh, my God, like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, as soon as I got home.
So were you ice at home?
You wanted the ice on the way home, didn't you?
I would have killed for it.
And for how many days did you ice it?
The procedure was a Wednesday, and I was icing till Sunday.
So four or five days.
I would imagine
we really should walk through this chronologically because it's a wonderful tale.
Yeah, and we'll pick it up with the doctor because we are all over the place.
Yeah. Because the icing itself, I would imagine, would be slightly uncomfortable.
Never as big as a navel orange, but maybe a temple orange.
Oh, what kind of orange?
A temple orange. Standard.
There's your grocery orange. Store stuff that nobody else has.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about these magnificent, luxurious fruits that no one ever sees.
Temple orange?
A navel orange is a big orange.
I go into a grocery store and I see the things that are orange. Like, they're oranges.
You know a temple orange.
A temple orange.
They're very popular around here.
Just go down to B'nai Israel.
Temple orange.
Get a temple orange.
Thanks a lot for the temple orange.
I hope they go on sale soon.
They're kosher. Everything on Christmas Eve. Which was like how many days after you had the procedure?
I had it done on a Wednesday. Christmas Eve was a Monday.
Okay, so you're still waddling around at that point.
That was the first day that I was of any use to anybody was Christmas Eve.
You're still kind of waddling around.
You were a trooper for having this social function on Christmas Eve.
Oh, it was the only time we entertain all year, so I had to be ready to go. I was told by the doctor that would be plenty of time.
Talk about a funny icebreaker when you walk into a guy's house and you get a drink and you say hi to everybody, then go down to the basement. Sit down, Rob's mom and her husband are sitting there, and I sit down, I kiss Rob's mom, I go, hi, Sharon, how you doing? I say hi to Dave. I sit down, and first thing she says is, so did Rob tell you? Everything's going really well. And I realized, oh, my God, it's Christmas Eve, and the very first thing I'm doing is sitting on a couch, looking Rob's mom right in the eye, and we are discussing.
My sack.
Yeah, and as it turns out, you had said this, but I had totally spazzed on this. Your mom's husband had...
Same doctor.
Right. So I realize both of them are looking me eye to eye. And we are, it's like, how was your Christmas? Great. Rob has had lots of ice. He's walking better today. And then your mom's husband started saying, well, you remember what I had mine done? I was on my... 3 days or 4 days?
Did it at any time during these conversations, did you feel like you were getting prickly heat down there?
Yeah, I was just sitting in your magic chair, in your special chair, and it was...
Legs pressing closer together.
It was probably still cold to the touch.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, I mean, the whole procedure is a weird notion. I mean, what it does is great. But the whole fact that he's jarring and cutting and putting together down there is weird.
And it's one thing.
And the fact that, you know, my mom really consulted me on it because she works in the medical field.
Right.
And I want her to check up on the doctor.
That's making me grab mine right
so
now.
So she's in it and, you know, and she went through it with my dad and she went through it with her current husband and now with me.
Oh, that's so, right. Your father.
Yeah. He had a bad experience because it was some time ago.
So we're talking about, and now your mother's current husband.
Tradition.
They've all had the snip snip.
Yeah. You know what? And I was going to say this to you. Is that a joke when you say your mom's current husband?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Okay, all right.
Current husband.
Her most recent husband.
Okay.
Is there a desire to have, you know, and I don't, I, you know, I think Sharon's a wonderful woman.
Right.
Your mother's as sweet as the day is long. I must tell her, though, is there a desire on her part to have all the men that come in contact with her have this procedure? Does she have the desire to sterilize every man that she's either given birth to or been married to?
The desire is for her to perform the operation. And in 10 more lessons. No, she did comment on the fact that she's like, everything I touch, everyone I know, you know, it just so.
And the other thing about this was I was meeting members of Rob's family who I had never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they be a stranger, a cousin who I had not met.
Right.
Or someone like your Uncle Phil.
Oh, was Uncle Phil there?
Yeah. He was. He arrived late, Mike.
That's a shock. They come up.
Did he have to go back home?
He did.
Mm-hmm. They go, shake hands, go, hi, how you doing? I'm Rob's friend, Don. Oh. Say, how about Robbie's vasectomy?
Yeah. Right.
First thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
First thing.
Hot topic.
Little ones, big ones, tall ones, old ones, young ones.
Phil is usually late to Rob's party because he has to go back to his house to change his pants because his closet's not stocked with the proper pants. That's a furniture delivery joke right there.
Who has sold Mike many items of fine furniture?
Fine quality furniture that arrives promptly and always in one piece. Fantastic.
Phil, old make it right, Philip.
Thanks, Phil. Sweat the details, stalk up.
On Christmas Eve, I stopped myself. I did not ask your children,
right,
if they knew what was going on.
Daddy. Robert thinks I had work done on my back. How's your back? My back hurts. I'm gonna have to sit out a while.
I just remember something, nothing to do with your vasectomy.
All right.
But something that your daughter said.
Okay.
That was very funny. And she said it to Janet. If Janet's not there, we'll just move on. You know how she was walking around selling stuff?
Yeah, that's how she keeps busy. She sells, like, her toys and stuff.
Okay.
For money.
Anyway, well,
where'd she get that?
I don't know. I don't know.
What, sells to the party guests?
Janet's not there. So she would be walking around saying, who wants to buy a yo-yo?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to buy crayons?
Wow.
So
Janet bought a hedgehog.
Does she make money when she, I mean, does she, when the party guests leave, does she have a satchel full of cash?
Well, if Janet doesn't answer this second notice, we're not making any money at all.
It's a big fake thing. She's a little girl.
Pretending.
Her store.
Pretending.
You play the game. But she said something about Rob that made us both fall down on the floor, and I want to make sure it's said exactly the way that your daughter said it. But she's not there.
So this is regarding the procedure that Julia says.
Oh, no.
Did Julia know about it at all?
With Julia, I just told her it was a procedure and that she couldn't sit on my lap.
Well, Janet's not there. Here's what it was. We were debating. Debating talking about this with the kids, and it's like we shouldn't. And Julia's coming around and selling her stuff,
right?
Her little toys. And Janet said at one point, hold on, here she is right here.
Got her.
Hello. Hey, Jan?
Yes.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
What is it that Julia said, Rob's daughter, said to you when we were at Rob's house on Christmas Eve when she was selling the stuff and you said, why don't you get your daddy to help out? What did she say? Do you remember?
Hello. Hang on. I Janet? Have to go through.
You what?
I'm trying to think of what she said about each person. I think she said that he talks too much.
No, that's not what she said.
He beats mommy?
No. You know, I'm sorry. I've screwed the pooch here on this. She said something that was delightful. I don't remember. It was something about Rob being lazy.
It was an Art Link letter thing. Kids say the darnest thing. My daddy's too lazy.
Didn't she really say something like Rob is too lazy?
And that's the thing, because I was pointing out each person in the room, and she had, she said, no, that won't work. And then I said, what about your dad? And then, gosh, that was so long ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
She was referring that he just really was just a useless thug.
A useless thug.
Well, now again, you're putting
words. Those weren't her exact words, but that was the implication. Well,
that's adorable.
I'll find out her exact words when I get home tonight.
I'm sorry I brought that up. She said something, I believe.
Feel sorry for Julia.
It was something like, oh, no, my dad can't do that. He's too lazy.
Yeah, I mean, she's very sweet. I mean, there was no derogatory.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Yeah, she is. But I know you, so I understood what she was really saying.
All right, sweetie.
It's always exciting when a child calls the father lazy. Rob, now we both experience that.
That's right. Well, we each work a half day.
Just for a couple of reasons.
Really, the only one that she wanted in the room was Uncle Don. Well, everyone else, all the other
That's what Carrie
room,
said, too.
Were, you know, just considered useless. I mean, Robert, her grandfather, everyone, useless. But Uncle Don was just the perfect candidate.
Well, I was hiding from Rob's mom because I was tired of talking about the
vasectomy. Well, you better stay away from Rob's mom. You'll end up snip-snip like everybody else she does.
She'll make an appointment for you.
All right, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Sorry to put you on the spot, darling.
Oh, no, it's okay.
All right, bye then.
Okay, bye.
Bye then.
Bye, friend.
Bye then.
So your daughter is identifying the fact that you're not going to get up and help her run the store.
Perhaps that must be it. But, you know, I'd had a lazy few days leading up. Maybe that colored her response.
It was very cute. I'm sorry that we couldn't pull it out there exactly as cute as it was.
Well, that's okay because, you know, there's a serious medical procedure to discuss.
That's right.
So when we come back, we want to hear everything.
Yes. Beginning to end.
Your wife took you to the doctor.
Unvarnished, okay? I really believe we need to give people a clear the good, the bad, the ugly of this procedure. I don't want you to make it sweetness and light.
I have nothing to hide, and there'll be great things that you will enjoy hearing. There will be things that will make you blanch.
Nothing
all
cut
right,
out.
Good.
And I entertain all questions from all comers.
Did you say you actually came into physical contact with Rob's mom, Sharon?
Yes.
You actually gave her a peck on the cheek?
Yeah.
That means you'll be having a vasectomy in a year.
You're next.
That's right.
Blanche. Look that one up, boy.
Blanche?
Blanche. B-L-A-N-C-H-E. B-L-A-N-C-H-E.
Blanche, if it's a woman's name.
B-L-A-N-C-H-E for
that's
a gal, right?
That's a pretty sophisticated word coming out of my vapid partner.
It is.
All right, Mr. Vacuous.
What are you thinking, Sippet?
to turn white. That's what Blanche.
How about you, morbidly obese?
You got a donut?
Is the one that doesn't quite fit.
Blanche, to take the color out of, to bleach by excluding light, to scald or parboil, or to make ashen or pale.
Ah.
So you may turn ashen or pale.
To blanch.
That's
to blanch.
Right.
Well, we can look forward to that.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come right back with Rob's Blanche Scrotum and more. More show coming right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.